Baltimore is bustling with winter theater productions, so many that today theater critic Jaewon Resick reviews a couple of them.
Two very different plays about the difficulties of loving and letting go have opened on Baltimore's smaller stages. One is a Baltimore premiere, the other a world premiere. The Baltimore premiere, Jose Rivera's References to Salvador Dali Make Me Hot at Single Carat Theater, is odder, more adventuresome, and more successful. The oddity begins with the title. Not only is this not a play about Salvador Dali, it contains only a few passing references to the surrealist painter. The important word in the title is hot. Hot takes on multiple meanings in this intriguing, inventive, playful, and disturbing work. There's hot as in temperature. The play is about a married couple in a small, hot California desert town. The wife, Gabriella, played by Jessica Garrett, feels trapped and isolated in the desert. Gabriella's husband, Benito, is a career soldier who fought in the heat of another desert, in the Persian Gulf War. The army keeps Benito away from home for long stretches. Then there's hot in the sexual sense. In Rivera's imaginative play, hot refers to the chemistry and tension between husband and wife, as well as the heat an adolescent neighborhood boy feels for Gabriella. Hot even refers to the lust, both lascivious and bloodlust, that a coyote feels for Gabriella's pet cat. Yes, a coyote and a cat are characters in References to Salvador Dali Make Me Hot. The moon, played by Kava Harrion, is also a character, watching and commenting on the action, and occasionally interacting with the other characters.
I shouldn't get involved with people. I should just watch. That's what the moon does best, watches and bears witness, then silently reports to you through your dreams. What are premonitions, hunches, deja vu, and that little voice in your head? That's me, whispering nightly in your ear, hoping to give you a fighting chance in this hard, carnivorous world.
Rivera's language is poetic, not just for the supernatural characters, but also for the human characters. The Puerto Rican-born playwright studied with Gabriel Garcia Marquez, and magic realism is threaded throughout the play. The impulse to love and the impulse to kill exist side by side for Cat and Coyote and for Gabriella and Benito. At Single Carat Theater, director Stephen J. Satta's production felt a bit choppy at the first preview. But perhaps that's intentional. Life is anything but smooth in the world Rivera establishes. Jessica Garrett portrays Gabriella as smart, lonely, and conflicted. Satta has double-cast Kava Harrion as the moon and as Gabriella's husband, Benito. It's an interesting concept that the actor capitalizes on to illuminate characteristics of both. The constantly changing moon is a foil for Benito, whose love for his wife never changes, although his experiences on the battlefield change and threaten their marriage. The set for References to Salvador Dali Make Me Hot is bisected by a double yellow line representing the highway and whatever divides us. In Single Carat's challenging production, it's up to the audience to decide whether this troubled husband and wife can overcome what divides them. About a dozen blocks south at the theater project, Fortune's Child is a more conventional domestic drama. Playwright Mark Scharf focuses on familial love, specifically on a widowed father, his 18-year-old daughter, and her dying aunt. Over the years, Scharf has become one of the most prolific playwrights in the Baltimore Playwrights Festival. His world premiere at the Theater Project is presented under a special showcase arrangement with Actors Equity, the Professional Actors Union. This raises the level of talent and expectations. And director Yvonne Erickson has assembled some gifted actors, particularly a relative newcomer named Catherine Zorb, who plays the daughter, a young woman torn between love for her dad, played by Lance Luman, and attempts to distance herself from him.
What are we doing here?
Stand over here.
It's freezing out here.
That's because it's so early in the morning.
Why couldn't you just let me go to bed?
You'd still be in bed if you hadn't been out all night.
Dad!
Come here like I ask you.
You didn't ask me, you told me.
Luman's character has lost his wife to cancer, which is about to claim the life of his sister. But though his character is a psychologist, he's having trouble dealing with another kind of loss, letting go of his daughter so she can lead her own life. The core of the play, however, is the relationship between the daughter and her aunt, touchingly played by Marianne Angelella as a free and loving spirit. The most buoyant scenes depict their travels around the globe. But too much of the play consists of short scenes often separated by blackouts. Structurally, Fortune's Child feels more like a made-for-TV movie than a piece of theater. Scharf also tends to overwrite and repeat cliched statements and ideas. Sometimes the best thing is what hurts the most, or nothing is fair on this earth unless you make it fair. Fortune's Child includes some much-needed humor, and the characters do change, grow, and learn to let go. But there's a theatrical spark missing.
Fortune's Child is up at the Theater Project in Baltimore through this Sunday, January 18th. References to Salvador Dali, Make Me Hot, is at the Single Carrot Theater until February 8th. Come on over to WIPR.org/Marilyn Morning for all the details. Theater critic Jay Winresik covers the theater scene for us every Monday morning here on Marilyn Morning. I'm Sheila Cass. Coming up after the news, former U.S. Senator Olympia Snowe. Stay with us on 88.1.
How can I be just your friend? You want me to act like we've never kissed. You want me to forget, pretend we've never met. And I've tried. Fall to pieces.